Dearest hearts of fire, I come this day with an accelerated action of the ruby ray in your midst for the consuming of darkness, for the illumination of your world, for the victory of pure love and light within you. As your Padre Pio, I am invested in the transmutation of all that is less than holy, love, light, and beingness. And therefore I add a momentum from my causal body to this dispensation and community of light to infuse all of you with this radiance of ruby fire love, to accentuate the crystal rays as they move through your being to co-create a new world of God glory right where you are. And for the assimilation of each of you within your soul of the highest aspects of God consciousness, that you may drink in, that you may truly become day by day, through your devotions, through your times of oneness with God, through the alchemy of the Spirit that flows through your mind, heart, and spirit. And as you serve the Almighty in conscious works of grace and holiness, I have come a number of times to clear this movement and clear the disciples of past vestiges of darkness and ignominy. And dearest ones, the action of clearance this day is at the soul level deep within you. For some of you are not even aware of the forces at play that are seeking to steal away the finer aspects of your inner being, as at times you dally on the path and do not engage in an active participation with the masters whom you love, the divine beings whom you call to, the angels, and those who serve humanity on behalf of the Lord God. If you truly knew what is at stake in this hour for Earth and her evolutions, you would give all, blessed ones. You would surmise that which is essential for you to incorporate within your life of the disciplined path, even of the ultimate sacrifice of yourself on the altar of God, for the salvation of souls throughout this world. I can say from personal experience that every time that I uttered a prayer on behalf of a soul or many souls, there was the concurrent offering from within me of my very essence, my own Christ consciousness, on behalf of these for whom I prayed, that made the difference for them. For you see, often it is the very saints upon earth whose lifeblood energies offered at the altar through invocation are what is received by the angels of the sacred fire and brought to the throne of grace. And this energy itself is what is acted upon, multiplied, and returned as a free will gift from God of healing, of grace, of virtue, to make that difference in the lives of those who were prayed for. Dearest ones, if your prayers are replete with this feeling energy of givingness from your soul, from your heart, The action that ensues of intercession is great. And yet if your words are uttered without this deep reverential feeling and givingness, there is not the oomph within your words to co-create the action that you desire for intercession and for the alchemy of love to manifest throughout the world. The feeling nature of God is within your heart. Simply tapping into this and knowing with a certitude that God beats your heart, that God's light, eternal, is within that threefold flame within you, gives you the edge that is necessary to accept on behalf of the Lord God greater love within your heart that can therefore create the greater alchemy of spiritual transmutation that is essential for the birthing of a new era of divine love and of prescience and holiness throughout the earth. There is a great company of saints in heaven, composed of those who have learned this science and sacred art of the ultimate sacrifice of the self on behalf of others. Truly it is the Ruby Ray path. It is the path of the Bodhisattva. And when you make that vow, dearest ones, it is not the surrender of who you are in God. It is the laying upon the altar of your essence, added to God's eternal essence. For one with God is a majority. And when you are yoked to God in this dynamic, there is a new rebirth. There is an acceleration of light. There is a stupendous action of ruby fire that accrues also to your causal body, so that you, in subsequent days, months, and years, may give even more of yourself to the Lord God on behalf of all life. Some have made the ultimate sacrifice. They have surrendered their very lives to save others. Are you one of these blessed ones whom we may count upon day after day to give the essence of your being through your prayers, your witness, your calls, your teachings, to be that nexus of light through which, through whom, the angels of the sacred fire may distribute cosmic streams of ruby light to save humanity? If so, I will work with you. I will continue to initiate you on the Ruby Ray path and of the five crystal rays. I will provide for you resources untold from heaven, dispensations of grace from the karmic board. For dearest ones, even in the ascended state, I am always in the mode of imploring God for that saving grace for humanity to manifest here, there, and everywhere. For millions still call to me, and I am invested in this dynamic of intercession in a most miraculous way, that if you could view it from our perspective, you would see just how important your rosaries, your prayers, your givingnesses are to the greater dynamic of the salvation of mankind. In small and subtle ways, when you offer something of yourself to the universe, to the one God, to the Lord Jesus the Christ, through a sacrifice, through a fast, through a mindful and heart-centered prayer, there is a bursting forth of the fire of eternal love right where you are, and this engulfs darkness and transmutes it on contact, blessed ones. Yes, having studied the Master Saint Germain's words myself, I have been enlightened with a new understanding of higher transmutation and transubstantiation. And even I, dearest ones, have gone higher in the light to accommodate more of God's eternal grace on behalf of humanity and those who call to me. Yes, many say, Padre Pio, help me. Padre Pio, heal me. Padre Pio, heal this one who is racked in pain, who is suffering with such unfathomable pain within their body temple. If I could, blessed ones, I would assuage all of this and lift their burdens permanently. And yet I am somewhat limited by the great law of the one and the circle. And therefore often I may only offer temporary relief until that one comes to terms with his or her choices and decides to walk the path of light into the very arms of God as we have, and to merge through divine love with the one eternal God. Blessed ones, as you gain better discernment on your path, and in the giving of your calls and prayers, the Holy Spirit will be with you. The Holy Spirit will inspire you. You will know with a certainty what is cosmically legitimate and lawful in your realm. Yet I can tell you that even miracles can occur by God's grace when there is that action of self-sacrifice and offering. For in that moment of your givingness to God with the totality of your being, the angels of the sacred fire come to you, open your heart to experience greater ruby love, and there is the pouring forth of mercies miraculous and graces dynamic. Oh, dearest ones, many of you swoon under the awesomeness of God during these sessions, when you are lifted up in spirit and feel the radiance of that light pouring through you. And you are also aware of the great darkness around the world, and you desire so much to be one through whom this intercessory alchemy may manifest for the relieving of world pain and suffering. All I can tell you, blessed ones, is that so long as you continue on this path of self-sacrifice, givingness, and of ruby ray love, I will be there for you with John of the Cross and many other holy ones who have known the infinitude of the ultimate sacrifice of self. I will be there investing day after day in your love calls, in your Hail Marys. For, blessed ones, the Hail Mary itself is one of the most powerful of all prayers ever uttered by disciples and initiates when it is entered into reverently and with an understanding of the raising of the Mother Light and of what that means for the salvation of the true culture of the Mother upon this earth. Yes, I have felt your love this day. I have heard your words uttered in a collectivity of divine brother sisterhood. I know what community can be, and what can ensue when hearts beat as one, when hearts are enfired in the alchemy of unity and the transcendence of pure beingness toward one cause, planetary salvation. Dearest ones, if you can consider the miracle of community and of how you can enter into this dynamic together wherever you are and reside. And for some of you, as some have already decided moving to those areas where greater numbers of initiates already gather for your daily sessions, such as at Mount Shasta, I can assure you that the momentum will build, the grace of God will be transcendent, the intercession will be miraculous, as you pool the resources of your causal bodies, as you are so fruitful in the art of love, of givingness, and of being the one with Moria L. I now extend a river of love, ruby love, to each of you, that you may have and feel and know this day and every day as you choose to so accept it, that will provide for you an overshining radiant blanket of comfort, peace, and understanding. When at times things get tough and you are in the midst of the battle, or of the seeming battle that ensues around you, let go and let God be where you are. Feel this swaddling garment of comfort woven by the Holy Spirit in answer to my prayers for you, each one. And receive through this gift and through the nexus of your heart that essential love that will allow you to pass your tests, to be victorious in all things, to move swiftly forward on your path to your ultimate destiny in the heart of God. Now, dearest ones, as you sing to me with the children, I will go here and there to save hundreds who have been lost in the great cities, as sex slaves, as those who have no one to care for or love them, as a true father and mother, as God and God's great being loves them. I will caress them, nurture them, on your behalf, and in this saving grace, we together, through the children and the holy ones, the little ones, will recreate our world in the image and likeness of the original blueprint of Terra, ideated by God in the beginning. I thank you, dearest hearts, for your service, for your great love, and I bless you with infinite light in this hour.